Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, a lot of people have their favorite Italian reds, Brunello or Barolo or whatever. Everyone's second favorite, though, is Valpolicella, particularly the type that's made in the Rapasso method. It's one of my all-time favorites. Tell me more about it.
Well, one of the world's most expensive red wines comes from the Valpolicella viticultural zone in the Veneto region in northeast Italy. The wine is called Amarone,
right,
and it is produced from grapes that are basically dried almost like raisins, crushed, and then allowed to ferment on the skins. Good Amarone tends to be very pricey. That's the bad news.
Yeah.
All right. The good news is that there are two other very good red wines produced in the Valpolicella region where you can have quasi-Amarone experience at much more reasonable prices. Valpolicella and the Valpolicella Rapasso are the two I'm referring to.
Yeah.
Like Amarone, the wines are typically a blend of Corvina, Rondinella, and Molinara grapes. And the classic Valpolicella is made of regular grapes without the raisinization, if you will. And a good example I tried comes from producer Zenato.
And this
is the 2021 Valpolicella Superiore. So this is not Rapasso. This is the wine that kind of becomes Rapasso.
Right.
Predominantly with the Corvina grape, this wine was soft and supple. It's a classic sort of light-bodied red, very easy and food-friendly, offering aromas of berries and currant and spice with notes of cherry and just a hint of dark chocolate, really pleasing, and an attractive price point at $19.99.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
The next step between Valpolicella and Amarone is called Valpolicella Rapasso.
Mm-hmm.
And with Rapassos, the leftover grape skins from the fermentation of Amarone, these were the ones that were sort of turned into raisins, are added to the Valpolicella wine for a period of extended maceration.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, the Valpolicella wine is repassed through the Amarone skins, picking up additional flavors from the dried raisin must, hence the name Rapasso. The result is what I call baby Amarone, and at a significantly lower price point.
Yeah.
I tried two, the Zenato Valpolicella Rapasso 2020 Superiore and the Tenazzi Valpolicella Rapasso from 2023. The Zenato Rapasso is a more powerful, complex version of its aforementioned sibling, as you would expect. Deep ruby in color, intense aromas of blackberries and currants with notes of pepper, leather, dried fruit, and a subtle hint of potpourri. Very nice, surprisingly smooth and well-balanced for a 14.5% wine and a fair value at $33.99. But the Tenazzi Rapasso from 2023 is a great value at $22.99.
Oh my.
Bright ruby, aromas of dark fruit, currant, pepper, dark cherry over well-layered fruit with a long finish. A fun experiment would be to get a bottle of both of the Zenato so you could compare the Valpolicella directly to the Rapasso, which I did. But if value is your driver, I'm just telling you, the Tenazzo Rapasso is a steal at $22.99, and so is my wine of the week.
Oh,
we will put all these on the website.
We sure will, and I'm really eager to try them. I love this type of wine.
Yeah, it's just such a good value, and I really believe the term baby Amarone.
Yep. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.